Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday. We have music in the background here because we have hangers-on here joining us for the interview today. I have a very special guest in the studio. Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, November 5th. Yesterday was exactly a year until the general elections next year. So put that in your calendars, and we'll see where we're going to go from there. In the meantime, I'm joined in the studio by what I hear is a very talented artist, so we're going to find out for ourselves here. Tiana Coker, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay,
nice
I'm like screwing up with the microphones all day today. thank you for joining me, and I understand. Well, you live here, right?
Yes.
You live in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So it was your friend that came here to visit.
Yes,
I see.
Manila, then she went to San Francisco, and then I picked her up from the station.
Really? So you have friends in Manila?
Yeah, I was born there, born and raised.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
The Philippines.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Can't you tell?
No, I can't, really.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
nobody can. It's fine.
Yeah,
no,
you know, I mean.
I get a mix. Like, sometimes they're like, are you Portuguese? And I'm like, no. Are you Kazakhstani? And I'm like, no.
Kazakhstani, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is strange, right?
Yeah, that one was, like, probably the most interesting one I got. But I get Armenian.
Yeah.
I get Middle Eastern.
Really?
Israeli.
Well, you have, like, a unique look. You know, nobody can really pigeonhole you into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You even get Israeli?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Because I'm Israeli. And, I guess you could pass for that, too, you know. So, but welcome to the show. We're not going to be concerned too much about why you look the way you look. You're beautiful as it is. And
Thank you.
I know many women from the Philippines are beautiful.
Yes.
And
beautiful country, in my opinion.
Really?
I don't want to be biased because
you're biased. You're from there.
Yeah. No, but it's very diverse. Just like in terms of the nature and like the people that you get as well.
Right.
So it's just.
I love nature. Yeah. That's why maybe I should go there, huh?
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
There's it's funny. It's not on my bucket list, but maybe it should be. You know.
There's so much to do. There's 7,107 islands.
Really?
That you can go
that
to.
Many?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you even remember the number, right? How many again?
7,107.
Oh, wow. Maybe I'll buy one of them, huh?
You can.
Are they for sale?
Some
of the islands?
Some of them are for sale.
I'm sure they are, yeah.
Cheaper than getting
could
a
probably
here.
Buy a tree on one of them, but that's about it, you know. Well, welcome to the show. We have two guests here that you're not going to see because they don't want to be on camera, and that's going to be their loss. After this, they're going to say, oh, well, I wish I was on camera. And so we have your friend here from Manila, and that's cool. Have you seen her recently, or did she just come to visit you?
I was home last August for my sister's birthday, and I saw her then.
Mm-hmm.
And we all went to the beach for my sister's birthday, which was really fun.
Wow.
But before that, I didn't see her for like 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you guys are good friends, you know? I mean, obviously, if you don't see each other and then it's like you never left.
Totally.
It's pretty cool, right?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. You see, we're going to include her in the interview off camera.
Of course.
Off the mic. And then, of course, we have the publicist, Liz, who's sitting here, and she always brings us great guests. And I'm sure Tiana is another one. So you're a recording artist,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Did you start your career in Philippines, or when did you move here?
Okay, it's a long story.
That's
but,
okay. We've
but
got
we have time.
Time.
We
exactly,
have time.
You know.
I
mean, you could have come here for 5 minutes, and then I would let you go, right?
Right.
So the whole show is about you. We got the time. Tell
Absolutely.
Us the long story. Okay.
I mean, it's kind of one.
So you were born in the Philippines.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any siblings there?
I do.
How many?
I have three siblings from my mom and one from my dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I mean, all my siblings, like all my mom's kids, like we all just grew up together.
Right. Do you have any, brother, sister from both your parents, or is it just you?
No, it's just me.
I see. Okay.
Mm, yeah.
So you're like their only child, pretty much.
Technically, yes.
Yeah. Together.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
How many nephews do I have? I have four nephews.
Four nephews.
And one niece.
So it's a big family now.
Yeah. Very cool. And
what was childhood like in the Philippines? Was it fun?
It was. I wouldn't want to be raised anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was that great.
It was. What I loved about it is that we lived in the city, but just like a 2-hour drive, you'll go to like, you can like hit the beach or like even go to like the forest.
Wow.
You know, I never went to the forest. I went hiking once and I fell.
Yeah. Did you really?
No, well, I did. And I was in fourth grade and I was really scared.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, here there's not much nature. You go anywhere, there's fires, you know.
Right,
so you
can't
really enjoy the nature here.
But like I said, it's so diverse. It's so lush. There's even like a desert in the Philippines. So there's sand dunes and you can like ride the buggies. And it's like there's just so much you can do. It's like... it just doesn't snow. That's the only thing. Right. But there's so many different kinds of terrain.
Right.
Yes. It rains very basically cool.
Okay,
like
my kind of place. I'm going, yeah. Sounds good. Beautiful women, rain. That's all I need, really, you know? I mean, I don't ask for a lot. I'm low maintenance.
Book your flight. Yeah. Just go for it. But what's great about the Philippines is that everybody there speaks English.
Oh, really?
Everybody.
Oh, wow.
So you can be talking to even like someone who's selling street food and you could literally say, I want to buy this.
Right.
And they will reply to you with like how much it is in
English. And I know the food is good. You know, we have a woman from the Philippines taking care of my mom. She's beautiful too. And she often makes food that is like amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And I probably would have never tried it.
Filipino food is great. And I actually only started to like it recently when I moved from home. Mm. I didn't really like it growing up.
Really?
Because I was like, Filipino food.
Usually kids want McDonald's and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. I ate as a kid was mac and cheese.
Did you really?
Literally the only thing.
Oh, my God.
But it was when I moved away from home at 17. Mm. And then I guess I kind of, I didn't realize that I actually, missed the food.
Until later.
Then I started, eating it more. Like, right. I actually crave it now.
Right. So, you left at 17. Did you leave by yourself?
Mm-hmm. I moved to the UK because I studied in Cambridge.
Wow.
I went to, the School of Visual and Performing
Arts. So, you're smart. Well, you have to be very smart to get into Cambridge.
I'm talented.
Okay.
I mean, there's different courses you can take.
That's true, but still, you know, I mean, it's not easy getting into Cambridge.
Not easy
we all know that.
That school, no, right? No, definitely
so, how
not.
Did you manage? Were you a good student back home and stuff?
No.
No. So how? So what
I
did it take?
Care less about math or science. I'm not dumb. I just never did the work.
Right, right. Because you're more an artistic kind of person.
Yeah, I was like, why do I need to know what Y equals MX plus B is when I want to sing for a living?
Right.
So during high school, I kind of lost touch with all that. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it.
Right.
I literally failed some classes because I was like, this is pointless.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that I was dumb. I was just I just wasn't driven.
No, I get it. I mean, a lot of people in high school are like that, you know, because you're not because you want to, you know. In college, you go there because you want to be there.
Exactly. Right. But I never failed any, exam or test. I just never turned in the work.
Right. So tell us, what did it take for you to get into Cambridge?
I just applied. I just made a tape. All my performances, all my... productions that I did, plays and whatnot.
Right.
I sent in some original music that I did. I just applied.
So you had done a lot before that, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I worked with a producer in the Philippines. His name was Marcus Davis. We did around 7 songs. It was just it was serious, but it wasn't as serious as this because I was still in high school. You know, I did things. I would come home at 7 p.m. at night because I'd stay in school. I had after school activities. I was in the play and I was in the dance troupe and whatnot. But so it was more like a hobby.
Okay.
I guess. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna make an album, I'm gonna promote it, and I wanna be an artist already. I wanna be famous at 14.
Right. You were a teen still, and you didn't know, you just wanted to sing and
dance. I was still experimenting with my sound.
Yeah.
It was really like really, really, well, it wasn't amateur because the producer was great, but it was very,
it was the beginning. Yes, look, you know, I mean, it was, I mean, I get it. I mean, you've come a long way since then, and we're going to find out and everything. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to ask is, did you have a musical background at home? Like, what were your parents doing?
Well, my mom's mom, she's a classical opera singer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So every Saturday, I grew up in a very Roman Catholic family.
Really?
And we have a church at home. Literally, we have a church at home.
At home?
At home, like a church. So every Saturday night, we'd have Mass. And before Mass, she'd always entertain her guests by singing. Mm. And there's a grand piano in her, it's not a living room. How would you explain it? Lila's,
It's okay, somewhere in the house.
Her foyer, okay. And she has a grand piano. She has a pianist every Saturday. So before Mass, she'd like be singing like all these musical theater songs and all these opera songs. And I would always be very like mesmerized with that. And so I'd sing with her. And then I think, you know, my mom kind of picked up on it. And she'd put me in like musical theater camps, ballet classes.
Cool. So she promoted you to get into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I encouraged you. And like my mom and my dad, every time I'd come home, there would always be music playing.
Uh-huh.
My dad, he loves jazz.
Really?
Loves jazz. And that's something that's like, that I always like had in me was jazz, and my mom loved R&B. So I that's like
You see, you did come from a musical home, you know, and I know that usually helps.
And I played so many instruments as a kid. I played the flute, I played the violin, I played the piano. I can't do any of that now, but I was very musically
Did you take lessons
inclined.
Or did you learn it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of instruments. So very nice. So your parents really encouraged you to do that.
Yeah.
Mine did too, you know. I mean, I learned guitar and I sang and everything, but it was never like make a career out of it or something, you know. And you obviously had the right environment to flourish with that. So
the thing about arts for me is that was my only option.
Really?
Yeah. It's like I can't imagine. I know that
the science
sound
and
so
the math.
Bad, but I can't be sitting in a desk from 9 to 5.
Yeah. No.
Because
I mean,
just,
that doesn't
I'm
sound
so,
bad because
all I want to do is create.
Right. All the artistic people that come here, they can't work a 9 to 5 in an office, because when you're the creative type of person, you need space, you need time,
absolutely,
you know, and
I
totally get it, you know. So that was at 14. Now at 17, what happened then when you...
17, I decided, I was like, you know what, I kind of just want to go and leave the country and grow up. And so I was
But
like,
that's kind of early, no? I mean, what did your parents think? They didn't like the idea?
No. My mom was just like, you know, reach for your dreams, like do whatever you want to do.
Right.
I'll support you. And I was like, thank you.
So you applied at Cambridge.
Got in. Yeah.
And
I was
moved
like,
there.
Packed up my things and left.
Wow. By yourself?
No, my sister came with me.
Oh, okay.
My eldest
nice.
Sister, she helped me move.
So you had support and everything.
But she just helped me move into like the flat.
Right. But then you were there by yourself,
yes,
right?
I
and
was,
then you met your friends and stuff there.
That was my first time in the UK.
Yeah.
I've never been. It
really?
Was a completely foreign land to
Wow.
me.
Mm-hmm. That takes a lot of courage
so
to
I
do, right?
So I had to like learn everything.
Yeah.
Learn how to take the public transportation system.
Right.
Like
were you speaking English already?
Oh, yeah. I English is my first language.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I grew up speaking English. Everybody in the Philippines speaks English because
I
went to like an American school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So there's a lot of American influence there in the Philippines.
Oh, it was
right?
colonized by the U.S.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got to the U.K., you had to learn a new accent, and or at least to understand
I it. Had to learn how to understand that accent, and I, it wasn't easy.
Right.
It wasn't, especially if, like, I had, like, a couple friends that were from Scotland
uh-huh.
and that were from, like, Newcastle or, like, Manchester, and I was just like, what? Are you saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I was like,
it sounds like English, but but I can't understand a word you say.
Yeah, I had one of my teachers, I think he was like from Liverpool.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh man, I need to pass this class. It's like, oh.
So did you like the school when you were there? I mean, is
loved
that
it.
Everything they
loved
said is
it.
Really?
Loved it. Yeah. But I just got kind of like over it during the weekend. So I'd literally be in London every weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so Cambridge is outside of London.
It is. It's like a 45-minute train ride. It's not
I
that
see.
Far.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Right. But you lived on campus, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For the first year. And
right.
then the second year, I was like out. I was like, uh-uh.
Really?
I'm not going to. I don't want to.
Now, let me ask you this. How that a school like that is pretty pricey. How did you finance that? Did you get like a grant or something?
Sure.
Or you did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
You see? There you go.
I mean,
you see? That's how you do it, man.
Things in the UK are very different than here.
Uh-huh.
Healthcare there is free if you're a student, and it's just like cheaper in general.
Right.
Living is actually not as pricey as here.
Mm.
Like groceries, I could spend $20
right.
and be good for like maybe a week and a half.
Yeah.
Like it's like really easy to live there, and the transportation's great. You don't
right.
have to drive. You can get from point A to point B with like $1.50 and that's gonna be far.
Right.
So it's very accessible.
Right.
And they're very like if they believe in you, they believe in you.
Mm.
So
that's cool. Yeah, so you get support and everything, which is nice. And how many years were you there?
Two
years.
Mm-hmm.
And so you studied music there?
Musical theater.
Musical theater.
So that's singing, dancing, and acting.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
And what was that like? I mean, did you feel that's what you wanted to do?
But like I said, I was always inclined to do musical theater. I did that as a kid. I would always watch musicals. Like, my mom would take me to New York, go see, like, Broadway shows.
I see. So you had been in the U.S. before you moved here?
Yeah, I'm American.
Oh, I see.
I
see. Okay, so your parents, okay.
One
of your parents is American.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes more sense?
Yeah, it does. No, I mean, we're trying to paint the picture of who
right,
you are.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
So. Awesome.
But musical theater, it's always been like a passion of mine, especially acting.
Right.
Because personally,
uh-huh.
I think that my acting is stronger than my singing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're still young. You still have a lot of time to pursue that.
So much time. But I honestly thought I was going to keep doing musical theater until I got the, like, kind of message that, hey, come to LA.
What kind of message was that? From God or?
Literally, somebody like messaged my mom and was like, she should come to LA.
Really?
Literally, that's what happened.
Now, were you hoping to make a career in the UK or?
Yes.
Was that the plan?
I was set on staying in the UK because at the time I had a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. I'm going to marry a Brit. I'm going to get a UK passport. Never happened.
Never happened, right?
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good. I mean, at least you didn't follow him.
At the time, I was like set on the UK.
Mm.
I was like, I was like, I'm going to live in this part in London. I'm going to do this and this and this.
Right, and theater and
yeah,
all that,
I
which
really
is pretty.
Was going to do it. I really was. And then I
so you got a call from LA? I mean, what happened there? Another guy or what?
Literally my mom. So I went home for spring break.
Uh-huh.
We went to the beach and there was like this guy with a guitar. And he was like, hey, do you know these chords? I started singing. My mom filmed it,
uh-huh.
put it on her Facebook, and then a guy was literally like, you should bring her to LA.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So who was that guy?
Just this this guy that my mom knew from a long, long time ago.
Okay, was he in music or anything?
Yes, yes.
I see. So he already gave you like a lead into coming here.
But they were in contact.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden he saw that video and he was like, she needs to come here.
Very nice.
Yeah, and so I cut that trip short in the Philippines and my mom and I flew to LA. And then...
Now, at that point, you're like, what, 19, 20 or something?
No. No? I was 17.
I was
18. I was 18.
Yeah, you were in UK for 2 years.
I was still in Cambridge.
Oh, you were still there.
I was still there, I was 18.
But did you complete your studies then?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was a two-year degree.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So 19, according to my math. You said it's not that you're not great at math, so I'm doing the math for you.
Yeah, I was 18 the first time I came to LA. And then I graduated Cambridge at 19.
Right.
And then moved to the U.S.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so right,
I'm
right?
good, you see?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Listen, I've been around for almost 60 years. I know my math, okay? I may not know how to sing as well as you, but I know math. No, but at any rate, okay, so you came here at 19, still young. So who opened the door for you here? How did that work for you?
It was that guy.
Did you start to collaborate?
And then he brought in a couple of producers. He brought in Bud and Biscuit, Lonnie Burrell, Jado Smith, Charlie Burrell. And then I worked on a couple songs with them. I had about 12 tracks, but then I had to go back to school because I had to finish my second year.
Right.
And then, you know, obviously like artists, you change over time. And you just, you know, come up, like you go through things and then like it makes you change like your sound, like, you know, the way you write and whatnot. And so I came back to LA after graduating, and then I started working with different producers. But then that kind of fell through.
Okay, it happens.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was just kind of like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
And then more opportunities started coming to me as opposed to me trying to look for people.
Nice.
So, and then that's where I am now, working on like basically my third set of songs.
Wow.
So I have like three albums.
Now, do you write your songs?
I didn't in the beginning, because they were kind of just like, I was kind of like a puppet.
Okay.
They were kind of like making me like, you need to, this is like our standard. You need to fit that standard.
Right, right.
You hear these stories all the time.
That's true. But you know what? A lot of people don't get the opportunity to have other people write songs for them,
No, not at all.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know?
But.
Were there any good songs there in the whole mix?
But then I learned that, you know, as I started performing more, that it's hard to sing a song that you can't exactly resonate with and for the audience to believe you.
Right.
Which is why, like I said, things fell through.
Right.
And then I started coming, like people started, you know, coming to me with more opportunities. And now everything you'll hear from here on out, oops, I wrote.
Really?
I have a part in.
Oh, wow.
Which is why it's so special to me. It's so special to have people really hear me now and what I want people to see me as.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, when you write a song, is it the lyrics and the melody or just part of it?
Usually.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You have a complete song and then you bring
it in. Usually the beat is done, so the producer will be like, here's the beat. Mm-hmm. And then it's up to you if you want to write it or if you want to bring in someone. In some cases, like, there would be outside writers that the producer would bring in.
Right.
And then we just work together. We'd go in the mic, sing a melody. If we liked it, kept it short, and then write over it.
Uh-huh.
But then in other cases, it would just be me and the producer mostly.
Very interesting. Yeah. So you start with a beat.
You could go in the booth.
Right.
Well, this is my writing process.
Right, right.
Everyone's different.
Right.
And then I would like just hum a melody. If I liked it, we'd keep it. Or if not, we'll tell the engineer to scrap it.
Right.
And then go back out. And then listen to it, come up with an idea of what we want to write about.
Right.
And then write over it.
Sounds good. So let's start getting a little taste of your music and everything before we move forward.
For sure.
So now you've got a few songs you're promoting. I don't remember which order we wanted to play in. You tell me.
Well, we can play You Tried It.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about You Tried It? Is this like the newest song that
it's
you have?
It's the newest one. Yeah.
Okay.
The most recent one.
And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I wrote this song with the producer Rockstar. And basically, I just heard the opening of the song, which was like a phone notification.
Uh-huh.
And we just kind of like played off that idea of just like what happens when you get like a text from someone you don't want to get a text from.
Okay.
So that's just like, we just like literally played off that entire theme.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so did you write the music for this one?
Yes. I co-wrote it with the producer.
Okay. And he's called Rockstar?
Yeah.
Okay. That's appropriate. Okay. Let's hear. You Tried It.
Come in. I just got a message from my new dude. Woo. Where you at? Question my blues. Clues. Woo. I sat in the house and he said, come through. I jumped in the car and it was zoom, zoom. I think I pulled up too soon. Woo. I just sent a message saying, get me from the front. He came out to see me, he was confused. Woo. That's when I realized that he was a shit. You were dummy loving Tatiana. Only woman with a 100 on me. How you play me for a fake hoe? New Chanel with the Gator bonnet.
Got it, yeah.
You tried it. Got me messed up, you tried it. She ain't even me, you tried it. She can never be, you tried
it. Yeah.
You tried it. Almost bought a Rollie with a diamond. Almost got you the new G-Wagon. Got me messed up.
Great beat, I like it. Yeah, and your voice, amazing, you know.
I
mean,
I try. Like,
yeah, well, you do very well, you know, and this is totally like contemporary and,
yes,
you know.
Very current.
Yeah, yeah, very current.
Mm-hmm. That's why, like, we made it and we were like, we need to release this now.
Yeah. Huh?
You know, like, things change. Like, that's there's new trends every month, every week, actually.
That's true, yeah.
And so we were like, it's now or never. Gotta do it now.
No, but this is definitely stuff you'd hear on the radio.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Only woman with a 100 on me. How you play me for a fake hoe?
How?
New Chanel with the Gator bonnet.
Got it, yeah.
You tried it. Got me messed up, you tried it. She ain't even me, you tried it. She can never be, you tried
it. Yeah.
You tried it. Almost bought a Rollie with a diamond. Almost got you the new G-Wagon. Got me messed up, you tried it. Said I got a thought, I turned my phone off. But we got to touch and I hear. I think he's offended when it goes off. I just roll it back with and I doze off.
Liz, you're using like sign language here. What are you trying to tell her exactly?
She just told me that I needed to dye my hair again.
Now you're telling her this in the middle of the song? Love it, man. Great song. Great song, really.
Thank you.
So, when did you release this song? I see October, right?
Yeah.
This
just
October,
just like
last
3 weeks
month.
Ago?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
now,
you.
How do you so you put it on YouTube and all the other places, right?
Yeah, it's so available on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music. Every streaming platform.
Yeah, that's cool. And that's nice because today you have the ability to do that without having to go through big record companies, right?
No, I've always made it a point to stay independent.
Yeah. No, that's cool because then you can control what happens to your music.
Exactly.
You know?
You can control your career.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You see, you're young, but you're smart already, you know?
I
business
am
savvy.
Smart. I am. I mean, my mom is a businesswoman, so I mean, I grew up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. That is she involved in your career too?
Yes, she is.
Yeah?
She's very supportive.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So she helps you with the business side of it too? And
yeah, I mean,
like
she
that.
Always checks me and she always, you know, just pushes me to do things. And she's very, She's a stage mom.
Yeah. Well, it's very cool to have a mom like this. Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah. Not everybody is blessed with that, you know?
I think especially because, you know, a lot of baby boomers, that generation that have kids,
right?
They're very taboo, I guess. And, like, they're just like, oh, you're never going to make money in that career. You know, it's
yeah, true. No, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
But
my parents told me that, too. They said, get a real job. So I never got into music, you know.
That's get a real job. That's
right. And I would probably say that to my kids, too. So you're right.
But your mom is very grateful to have a family that's very supportive.
Yeah. Well, my daughter wanted a career in music. I supported her, even though inside I thought, where's she going to go with this, you know. But you're right, you know, I mean, it's important to support your kid, especially when they're, you know, when they're
so
talented.
And passionate about it. That's like where a lot of like mental illness like stems from.
Really?
Is from the lack of support.
Yeah.
I've noticed like from like the industry that I'm in.
People around you and things.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a very cutthroat industry.
Really? So you're saying you should do what you're
absolutely
meant to do.
Because it's like, if you're not doing what you love, what's the point? You're just going to feel like crap every day.
And live with that for the rest of your life, you know,
like
trying to fit into.
Feel unfulfilled.
Right. So you try to fit into situations that don't really, that are not really appropriate for you. Right.
Yeah.
Now, I see some of your songs here. So you've sang for a while. I mean, you have a song here with over 500,000 views, right? Just My Type.
Yeah,
is that you?
That was the first single that came out ever.
Really? Do we want to hear that?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. All right. If you guys want, go on YouTube. But
I mean, yeah, feel free to check it out. But that was like, you know, part of the situation that I was in where I was very controlled.
Right.
And that really wasn't me in terms of the music and how I sounded, but the video was very much so me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I went
all out.
You
see, I'm curious to hear what you sounded like before.
I went all out with the music videos because that was kind of like my, that was like my release and like my creative like release.
Right.
So I was very involved with music videos. So like Paint the Town, Swing Batter, and all the music videos after Just My Type, I styled it all.
Really?
Oh, even down to the dancers and extras.
So dancers and stuff. Well, yeah, that's where you get to shine.
Everything.
Really?
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I salute you for that. You definitely know what you want to do.
Yeah, thank you.
When is the video due for You Tried It? Are you working on that?
We're actually filming it this weekend. So I have my rehearsal tomorrow with the dancers.
Uh-huh.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be really, 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 really fun. We're going super all out with the visuals just because we want it to match the song.
Mm-hmm.
Just because like there's so much going on with the beat, you know, we want it to just be like a visual and an auditory.
Right, the dancing and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I can picture, you know, everybody dancing and stuff. How do you get in touch with all these people, like the dancers?
I mean, I've had my dancers since I moved here. And
really?
They became like my best friends.
How many do you have?
I mean, I have like a couple, like, not on rotation, but because like some of them will like get booked in other jobs and whatnot. So I have like a core.
Right.
And then I'm just like, hey, are you available? And then, you know, they'll just do it if they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So let's bring up the other song. You wanted to play Swing what?
Swing Batter.
Swing Batter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, I needed to scroll this up. I don't know why they put this here. But Swing Batter, what's that about? You have to be prepared to talk about
it's
it.
It's full of innuendos.
Okay.
I'm sure you can just
all right, so
imagine.
We'll listen. Yeah, we'll listen to it and see. All right. Swing Batter and Tiana Coker. Let's hear.
Shaking like an earthquake, starting it from third base. You know I like it. got you on my team, what you gon' do? Ooh, I keep having visions of me on you. Tap it to the pay, boy. Screaming at me like, swing better, better, swing better, better, better. What I need, better, better. He don't wanna throw it at ya. We alone in the dark, babe. Hit it right at the park and got me singing like, swing better, better, swing better, better, better. What I need, better, better. He don't wanna throw it at ya. Swing better, better, swing better, better, swing better, swing better, better, swing better, better, better. Give it to me now. You know I like it loud. What you gon' do? Ooh, I keep having visions of me on you.
Yeah, the lyrics are pretty powerful here, yeah. I would say.
Exactly. Yeah, like I said, full of innuendos.
Yeah, very cool. So yeah. What does swing better mean, though?
It's just like a baseball reference.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought so, but how does it fit in with the song?
I don't know. It just happened. it's, yeah.
Okay, baseball player maybe involved in this whole thing. I don't know. You're going to do a... What about a video for this one?
Yikes. Okay. There actually has been a video, and it was actually in a commercial for Ciroc vodka.
Really?
Yeah, for the movie What Men Want.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like February.
Really?
It came out, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Jeez. And... So this one is pretty recent too, right? The new song?
Yeah. We released it September, I think. Yeah, sometime September.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how long does it take to to put a song like this together?
I don't know.
No?
I really don't know. I think it kind of just depends. Like, yeah. I think if you want to, like, promote it properly, you'll obviously, like, come up with, like, a more thorough plan. But I think if you just want to be like, hey, I want to release a song, I think it takes like a week.
Yeah, right.
I think, yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Today with all the automation and technology and everything, it's easy to put a song together. You don't need like a whole band.
Anybody can do stuff. It now.
Yeah, that's
clearly, true. If you have like a million followers, you can have a music career.
Right.
Like if you're like all these influencers have music careers now, and I'm like.
But a lot of the music is garbage too, you know? I mean, you got to really make good music.
Frustrating for artists who really pour their soul, heart and soul into what they do to see that, you know, some people can just get away with it just because they have the following.
Right.
And I've talked to a couple artists as well about this. And, you know, like, I don't ever want to say that person's music is trash.
Right.
Because it's all art.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Well, that depends. You know, I mean, some people just do it to get famous,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I mean... You know, like, we have different types. Like, you could find someone good-looking, and I wouldn't.
Right.
So you could think a song would be good, and I wouldn't.
So it's a matter of taste, you're saying.
Yeah, but it's just, like, you know, it's very frustrating when you have these, like, really, really, really talented artists who write their own music, who manage their own careers, and then you have, like, this person with, like, 5 million followers that's like, I released a song.
Right, right. Yeah. So that's tough, yeah. It's, you know, I mean, the business part of it is just as important as the music
if not
part
more
of it.
Important.
Yeah, you know what I mean? To get out there and stand out, you know what I mean? There's just so much competition.
As terrible as like this sounds, it's really about who you know.
Yeah, right?
LA. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Unless you're like ultra mega talented.
Right.
And like you're singing on the street and then like Diddy walks up to you and is like, hey, can I sign you?
Yeah, how often does that happen?
Exactly. Yeah. So it really is like about who you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And start going to high profile parties and stuff. You'll probably meet a lot of people, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, Liz, come on, fix it up for her.
Oh, yeah. So I'm performing at the Hollywood Music and Media Awards.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be super fun. And then I think we're going to, like, the AMAs, like, pre-AMAs, like, press junket and whatnot. So
really?
That'll be super fun.
Yeah. Where's that going to take place? Here in L.A.?
Yes. All in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What else, Liz? You're, like, the sign language and stuff. What else?
Hollywood Music and Media Awards, November
Oh, November 20th.
Mm-hmm. At the Avalon
here in Hollywood,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you're going to perform there and stuff?
Yeah, I actually I was nominated for an award last year. Mm-hmm. I lost. Just fine.
Well, you didn't lose. You just didn't win. I mean, yeah, it's not the same.
Didn't win. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there, to be fair, there was like, I think, 8 people in that category. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's competitive. I mean, come on, you know. It's not easy, you know, because, like you said, you know, a lot of people try, you know, and a lot of people are talented. Many of them come to L.A. hoping to, you know, after the same audience, after the same job.
Everybody's after the same thing.
Right?
It's so competitive, and I don't think people realize that.
Right.
Everybody is literally fighting for the same thing.
Right.
Thousands of people.
Right. Whether it's music or movies or, you know, comedy, whatever. And everything, there's just so much of it.
I mean, you look at, like, I'm going to use this as an example, but an open call for a dance audition.
Okay.
Literally, you will see, like, dancers wrapped around the corner maybe like 3 times.
Really?
That many people is going for a job that's maybe booking 6.
Right. Jeez.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So the odds are crazy.
The odds are.
Yeah. Slim to none.
Yep. Like I said, it's very cutthroat. It's really not for everyone. If you can't handle it, don't do it because it's going to break you.
Right.
I've heard of so many, and I've seen so many people literally crumble under the pressure.
Wow.
Also because they're not supported.
Yeah.
They're not, and like support is so important. Like,
right.
Literally just sending your friend a text like, hey, how are you doing? Goes such a long way. And I don't think people understand that.
Mm. Even in music.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in this industry because like, people will do anything to make you look bad so they can shine.
Really? Wow.
They'll do whatever.
Yeah.
They'll do
How's
whatever.
How's that helping them? I don't understand.
I never understood it, but it's like, I you should never do it, but like I said, you're fighting for the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously you're trying to, it's like process of elimination. What can you do to get this person out?
Right.
Like dance moms.
Yeah.
Let those dance moms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like I don't know what you're talking about.
It's really like it's very like people like berate you.
Right.
Even like people are jealous.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's the better.
A lot of people are jealous.
The better word,
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's sad. You know, I mean, I don't understand that. Let's play a little bit more of Swing Better.
Sure.
And just to wrap up the interview and everything, just to remind people what great music you're making. I like
Thank
it, you know.
Thank
and
you.
It's not even my generation or my type of music, but I recognize talented people, you know.
Thank
and
you.
I think you're doing a great job. Very cool. Do we want to give a shout out to anybody helping you do make this, put together the song? Do you want to give a shout out to anybody? No? Okay. No shout out. She did it all by herself.
No, but that was also one of the situations where I was.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't want to. Okay. Well,
no.
That's behind us now.
All my shout outs are for You Tried It.
Okay. Okay. So let's have shout outs for You Tried It.
Well, I mean, that entire song was basically just me and Rockstar.
Mm.
Literally.
Really? So he did all the music?
Yeah, and I mean the engineer, he was David, who's been with me since I was 17.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. You talk about this like you're so old, you know. Well, way back when.
You know, like when I was a grandma.
Great. Well, congratulations to you. You know, I mean, you're very talented. You're very ambitious. You're serious about what you're doing, and that's amazing. And you have a vision. What's next for you now?
Well, I just be on the lookout. I'm going to keep releasing music until I drop my EP sometime next year. I think maybe around like spring-ish, hopefully an EP by then. And yeah, hoping to like get on a tour one day.
That's be cool.
Eventually my goal is to get on a tour with like an artist that I really look up to. But yeah, doing that music video, just putting out content, more and more content, and just trying to get my name out there some more.
Yeah. And like I said, you have plenty of time. You know, maybe you're in a rush, but still, you know, I mean, take your time.
Absolutely.
Do what it takes. And, you know, I mean, you'll make it because you have, you really have what it takes. You know
Thank
what
you.
I'm saying?
Thank
I really believe that. And how can people find you? Social media, websites?
Well, all my social media is my name. Everything's the same. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and my website where you can look if I'm performing somewhere near you. So it's Tiana Kocher, which is TianaKocher.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And the EP, how many songs are you going to have on there?
I believe eight.
Eight
that
songs.
That can change.
Yeah.
It can change. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
It's going to be eight.
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Tiana Kocher, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you.
Liz, thank you for making this happen. And your friend, I still don't know her name, but
Ellie. Ellie.
Okay, Ellie. Well, thank you for joining us. I forgot to tell everybody we're on Facebook, but if you caught us there, that's fine. If not, you can check the show again on there and see Tiana and everything. So thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.